This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000. Guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He grounds one right through Harper, who just fanned on it. It's down the right field line, going to the corner. Lowe is on his way into third. He's being waved home. The throw coming out of the corner. It's going to go to third, and it's late. And K-Bert Ruiz is in at third base on a ball that went basically right through Bryce Harper at first base.
Yeah, but it'll still be a hit.
Regardless of the scoring, Scott called it correctly, right through Bryce Harper. In a disastrous sixth inning. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today as the Phillies drop the series finale to the Nats. They welcome in the Diamondbacks tonight. We've got you people a tri-day on a Friday and some arrests to talk about. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got two things that I want to talk about this morning. Okay. Well, I just want to address this morning. Wanted to give a shout out to the policeman at the airport. Shout out to the guys at the airport. Saw him this morning. Asked me to give him a shout out.
Okay.
So I'm giving a shout out. And you know what's funny? I remember, you know, the commercial we do that Delco is a lot.
Delco is a lot. Yeah.
That commercial hit a whole lot different now.
Well, how come?
Because of what I witnessed yesterday. Now, I'm gonna let
everybody
y'all know.
Slow down on Delco, okay?
No, I'm just saying. Well, and I almost
they're
called
in the news
Kyle.
Again. Yeah.
Almost called Kyle because I saw something yesterday that I thought I would never see.
And then what was that?
It was a lady who had a road rage incident, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And she did something that I have a lot of questions about. Number one, because, I mean, I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Lady relieved herself on somebody's car.
She's being called the Delco pooper.
The Delco pooper. And this is how my mind works now because, you know, I've been doing radio here for a while, so I feel like every time that it's something that I might potentially talk about, I need to take a little bit of a deeper dive.
Long thinking.
Long
Douglas.
Think a little bit.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, I mean, what were you eating that allowed you to perform in such a manner and as quickly as you did?
To be able to do that on command.
On command, yeah. Joe.
Drugs.
Because, no, because my thing is, when I got to go, it's like it just happens. Sometimes you be sitting there and you be like, "Oh, I gotta go," but the
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
She had an incident, and she went immediately. She went immediately, like it was like boom.
Yeah, when I first heard, but I thought it was like she decided to do this, and then it took some time. No,
it was like boom.
Boom.
It was like on command.
Yeah.
And then my thing was, she didn't wipe. That was two. And then she got back in her car.
Oh, just went home. Just tried
and
to
went
leave.
Home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and my thought was, you got to smell that. That can't feel comfortable. Like, that can't be comfortable. I have questions.
So you thought about her wherewithal after rather than the person
well,
whose car was
I'm
pooped
like,
on?
Okay.
That's
okay,
the person
okay,
I feel
I understand.
For more.
Like, and I can't remember. Did she have on a dress?
I think so, yeah.
With no draws, because you can't have no draws.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't able to see that closely in the video, but
makes things easier.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, maybe she was prepared.
Well,
for
I'm just saying, because there's a lot that goes into
there
this.
There is.
And you get so mad. Like, this is the thing that I have to ask. You get so mad that that's what you decide to do. Mm-hmm. I have never once in my role. I had one this morning. In a road rage incident, when somebody's yelling and screaming at
me. You never thought about doing that?
I never thought about getting out of my car and pooping on
Yeah, I didn't either. All right.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm gonna hit the timeout button because we might do a whole segment on this if I don't. All right. We'll get back to the Delco pooper.
Okay, anyway.
That sixth inning last night, I felt like I was watching the Delco pooper. That was the Phillies on the field. That was terrible. That defense was terrible last night, including Bryce Harper. And here, sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid off. Sometimes you got to talk about the elephant in the room. Can we have the Bryce Harper conversation on the show today? Bryce Harper has not played well this year. I mean, let's put our cards on the table. Bryce Harper has been below the standard that we expect from one of the best players in baseball. I think it was yesterday, Hugh, I was listening right before we came on. They do the Times Yours Line on the morning show. And someone called in to the Times Yours Line yesterday on the morning show and ask them to actually have the conversation of where he ranks in baseball, right? I'm not asking us to do that right now, but it just got my mind thinking. Because I think if you say that to someone, like, Bryce Harper is a blank top player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most people listening might say, oh, he's top five, top 10. He hasn't played anything like that this year. I don't know where he ranks, but he has not played anything like that this year. His numbers, .235 batting average, .784 OPS, well below the standard for Bryce Harper. Body language at times not great, and Hugh, the defense, which is usually pretty good. Last night, that was a bad, bad error for Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Hugh, let's have the conversation. Where are you at with Bryce? Because it has been now, it's May 2nd, right? It's not 2 weeks in. We're a full month of the season in, and he has not played very good baseball.
I had a lot of thoughts. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, Taijuan Walker, 5 innings.
Taijuan's fine right now.
4 hits.
I know.
No, I'm just saying.
Well,
you
call 5 innings.
I call 5 innings.
Yeah,
call.
But you also want to demote him yesterday. But that's
no,
either here.
No, I said if we're making these tough decisions, mm-hmm. it would be easier to do that.
I get it. Where you at, Bryce?
I had a lot of thoughts last night because I'm riding home and I'm listening to the game, and I saw the error. Well, I heard it, and then I got home and I saw it, and I had a lot of thoughts. I like Bryce. Let me say that first, and what I'm going to say, I'm going to pull a line from Black Gritty. When Black Gritty says, Bryce, I thank you for choosing me.
Yeah.
You know, because he always says that before he gets somewhat critical. But I've noticed something over the past couple of weeks that's been going on. He hasn't been playing well.
Mm-mm.
And it's almost like he's getting a pass. Because we have been so fixated on all these other things that are going on with this team that he somehow flies under the radar. He has the biggest voice. We talk about it all the time. We talk about how he is very, very influential in that clubhouse, how he is influential in the front office, and all these other things. But the thing that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks is that Bryce is somewhat of a front runner. No, he's not somewhat of a front runner. He is a front runner. Because when things are going well, Bryce has the absolute loudest voice in the locker room. He's the one that's always out front. He's the one that always has something positive to say or whatever you want to say. But when it hits the fan, when things get a little tough.
Kind of like the lady in Delco. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, sorry, that's my
Then
fault.
All of a sudden, you know, that leadership, that bravado ain't the same. And that's concerning. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, when we talk about the comparisons between Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts, I understand that it's different in football because the game's more meaningful and Jalen's the leader of the quarterback. Bryce is the leader of this team.
Yeah, and well, I know they're different, but I'll let you finish. They are the two most important players.
Yes.
I've removed Embiid from this. He doesn't play anymore.
Yes.
But the two most important players in Philadelphia, the
yes.
quarterback and Bryce.
And Bryce Harper went last night. He had 4 at-bats, 1 hit. 1 hit. And he always flies under the radar when things like this happen. And then when you ask him what's going on, it's almost like he takes a step back and let everybody else take the heat for him. And he's the guy. He's the one that got the tattoo of Fanatic. He's the one on social media making banana bread or whatever the hell he's making. And I know people say, well, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You're right. But my point is this. You are the leader of that team, this team goes as you go. And right now, you're not pulling your weight.
He's not.
You're not pulling your weight.
No, well, I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. All right, here's where I'm at. And Hugh, I think it's very fair to be frustrated. He's not pulling his weight. He's not playing well enough. He has slid under the radar, you're right, for a while now. You look at some of his numbers so far this season, specifically the last 10, 14 games. It's not just, like, I think in the beginning of the year we started saying, I was saying the word blah. It's beyond blah now. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, he's been pretty bad. He's hitting under 200. He's not slugging. There's no home runs in there. He's been pretty bad now for a couple weeks. The Phillies need more out of Bryce Harper. I want to make that clear. I don't like the way he's playing right now. I'm just going to tell you, for me, I'm not worried yet. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. I think he's going to pull out of this, and I think he's going to be fine. There's a lot of things you look at when you look at, will a player be okay? Will they not be okay? And, Hugh, if there's a physical issue, and we always know about his back, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a physical issue, then I will change my mind. We haven't heard anything yet this year that there's anything physical. I think it's just a slump, right? I think it's just a bad start to the season for him, and he'll recover from it. He's still walking a lot. He's still hit. When he hits the ball, it's hard, right? It's hard contact. Usually that leads to good results at some point. I think he's going to be fine. He's been fine for 13 years in the big leagues. I'm not yet concerned that he's going to have a bad season. But I understand your frustration. And, Hugh, I felt the same thing last night when the error happened, because I'm like, hold on a second. You're not hitting. You're in a slump. We get that. That happens. Even to star players, you got to field your position.
Yeah. My thing is this, Joe. It's more this for me than anything. If you're a leader, you got to be a leader all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a leader when it's convenient. And I know that for a lot of people, you might not understand that, but even when it's bad, you still have to be front and center.
Well, you do. All right, let's hear this, because that's interesting you brought that up. Devin, on with the morning show. Listen to how she described Harper and just kind of what she's observed covering the team recently.
Honestly, Bryce Harper is the most concerning to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't think it's anything, you know, health-wise or physically, but he...
It could be, though. I mean, the back, the whole thing. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, he briefly spoke to us yesterday, or 2 days ago, I should say, and, like, it was just a very... stilted, dry, like he did not seem to want to give anything away in terms of, you know, information, personality, how he was feeling, just like 2-3 word answers. And I don't, that concerns me. I understand people don't like, the media is not their best friend, but the fact that he wasn't even willing to divulge, like, what made you bunt in that game?
Totally.
But before you respond, I said this to you yesterday. I think people like when he bunts for a hit sometimes. They cheered on Wednesday night. When he bunts, it tells me he is not happy with his swing. Because Bryce Harper's going to go to the Hall of Fame with 500 home runs. Those guys don't bunt. They bunt when they're in a bad spot, and they just want to get any on base anyway, anyhow. That bunt caught my attention. But what did you make of what Devin said about his demeanor in the clubhouse?
It went bad, and now you're turtling up. You can't do that. Bryce is a hell of a player. And like I said, thank you, Bryce, for choosing us. But you have to know your body language speaks volumes.
Even
though it might not be a big deal to you, your team may see that. And even if they don't tell you, you're the guy in that locker room. This team goes as you go. So when you get reserved, when it's tough and you get reserved and you're not the face of the franchise, or you don't be like, hey, it ain't on me, that's not a good look. It's not. And then when everything's going well, that's when you have the most to say. Guys see that. They see that and they react to that. And you know what? To be honest, that's probably one of the reasons why when we sit here and we talk about making sacrifices and all that other stuff, it kind of makes it hard to do that, because you're looking at it from a locker room perspective. So, well, hell, Bryce is not doing anything. Bryce is not making sacrifices. And I know people might say, well, you know, it's not on Bryce. Yes, it is, because Bryce is the face of the franchise.
And he's the best player. I mean,
the absolute best player.
And he needs to
so
be better.
So it starts with him.
I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. Which best describes how you're feeling about Bryce Harper right now? He's not playing well. I mean, however you're feeling, we can have that conversation. It's not a subjective thing. He's playing poorly. His last 11 games, he's hitting 186 with zero home runs. He's been crap for a couple weeks now. He needs to turn it around. I'm not worried as of right now. Hugh's frustrated. Kyle, where do you come down on Bryce? Error last night and another kind of just blah of a game from him.
It's been a blah season for like mid to bad. Am I allowed to be both frustrated and concerned?
Sure.
Like, I'm kind of where Hugh is with the frustration there. Like, he's not being a leader by example or by words. Like, I know he did the name on the front, not the name on the back thing, but then immediately follows it up with the blue bat. Very me guy-like thing from Bryce Harper there.
Is that the highlight of his season so far?
I mean, it is. Like, he's hitting, what, 235?
Since the homer on opening day, which was a big homer.
Yeah.
I think it's the blue bat.
And he's not hitting for power.
No.
So, like, and if he's not going to hit for power, then he needs to hit for a way better average than he is right now. Like, he is the $330 million player. He's not even playing anywhere close to it. We get on Trey Turner all the time. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner might just be what he is, right. And I think I've come to accept that. But, like, I can't accept this being the season that we get from Bryce Harper. Like, that'll kill this Phillies team. Like, they will not go far at all if Bryce Harper remains like this or even slightly better. Like, he needs to be a lot better for this Phillies team to go anywhere. Like, I mean, I think a huge reason this offense is suffering right now is because he's not a force at the plate right now. He's not hitting fastballs well. I just, like, even Schwarber protecting him hasn't helped him. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's caught between approaches or if he's dealing with something. That would concern me a lot, too. But, like, I mean, just everything going on with Bryce Harper right now is very worrisome.
It is. 215-592-9494. I mean, I said at the beginning here, you know, I heard yesterday in the Times Yours line on the morning show, someone asking, like, let's have a real conversation about ranking Bryce. And, again, we could do that one day. But there was a time, and we've done it during the postseasons when he's gone off, that people will call the station and say he's the best hitter in baseball, or I'd take him over everyone in baseball. And that's fine to love the player we have. But guys, right now he's not even in the same stratosphere as the best hitters in baseball so far this season. I mean, the gap between him and Aaron Judge, who's probably the best hitter in all of baseball right now, is miles apart. The gap between him and Ohtani is miles apart. The gap between him and, you know, whoever. I mean, you pick Kyle Tucker, Corbin Carroll, the guys that have been the best hitters in the National League this year, Tatis. It's miles apart. He's got to be better. I'm not yet concerned because there's a track record of 12 years of excellence. I think he's going to be okay as long as he's healthy, but I get it. I get why he's frustrated. I get why a lot of people will be today. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. A lot to react to today. Chris in Middletown starts us off as the Phils drop a game to the Nats last night. Hey, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Hey, Chris.
Hugh, hey, let's start with this. Phenomenal opposite field hitting there by young Harper, your son, the good Harper.
You know what? The best Harper in town right now might be Hugh's son.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Can we get him up the major leagues? So, guys, the Bryce Harper question here. So here's where I'm at with this. I am concerned, highly concerned. He's sulking and moping around like Bohm. I don't know who to blame here. I don't know. Do we blame Bohm for rubbing off on Harper? Pause. Or do we blame Harper for letting all of this get into his head? But it's not a very good look. It looks terrible. It's sloppy. It's weak. Bryce, here's my message to Bryce. Bryce, Harper, you're listening. With all due respect, you see yourself as the star. And you want to be the man? Well, like Vito Corleone famously said to Johnny, you can act like a man. What's the matter with you? Pull your head out of your ass. Stop sulking. Lock in. Otherwise, Joe Giglio is going to go over to the box and pull out the wand and wand you, and I'm going to support him. Wake up, Bryce!
Chris, good phone call, buddy. I wasn't sure if he was going to spell wake up. So I let it go there.
This is typical do-nothing Giglio.
Yeah.
Excuse maker. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I never get on
athletes. The phone's going off. You guys reverse roles today.
I know. No,
I was looking at my phone.
My favorite thing is when the phone goes off in here.
Kyle automatically looks at me.
Kyle looks at you, and this time, I don't even know what this was. It was a weird beep, and I was trying to like get it the volume to go off, and he's like staring at Hugh, and he was like, it wasn't me.
I'm like, it wasn't, because even though I am looking at my phone, I'm trying to get my vitamins. I'm trying to get my vitamin stack
right now?
Well, it's like I'm paying attention.
There's no sunlight coming in.
Vitamins?
You just got the blinds down.
I'm trying to get my vitamin stack right.
I don't know what's going on with the blinds here today. Maybe I'll be less shiny on YouTube or more. I don't know.
I think you started the morph, the transition to Hugh yesterday with the voice crack. Yeah,
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth a long-term deal. This is role reversal. I'm not worried, and you're pressing the alarms on Bryce Harper.
No, I'm not. I'm just concerned. I'm riding home.
And I could tell you're frustrated. And you're not. Today I'm going to guess you, and we always joke about the poll is going to go your way or my way. I think a lot of people are going to be with you because it's not a couple weeks. It's a full month plus of baseball.
He's flown under the radar.
Yes.
Man.
He has.
Because this team is a team of – there's a lot of other concerns. You know, we went full tilt on Trey Turner after we saw what he did.
And he deserved it.
And you know, we've been, you know, had a lot of trepidation for Taijuan Walker in his starts. Been pretty decent.
Taijuan's been fine.
Yes. And he made it clear yesterday what he wants to do.
Mm.
He made that real clear. It's ironic that, you know, I guess because, you know, we kind of sparked that whole thing with you and Kyle yelling and screaming about who going into the bullpen.
Yeah, my voice cracking. Yeah.
I know we don't live in the past for the most part.
Today, we're in today.
Yeah, we don't live in the past, but I'm like, you know, it was a little yelling and screaming going on yesterday. A little bit.
Well, sometimes
that's
you
your
have
fault.
To. Yeah.
I mean,
you push buttons.
Yeah.
What'd you get called on YouTube?
The Boris bootlicker.
I'm the truth teller.
You know what I noticed?
What's that?
You must have got your check in the mail from Boris, because Bryce, of course, a Boris client, and you're not upset today to throw him right under the bus.
No, I
mean, check clear. It's over now. You're good for 2 weeks, and then you got to.
No, it's just ironic. You can't do, like, as a leader, you have to be front and center all the time, even when you don't want to speak, even if you don't want to talk, man. You have to be forthcoming because your teammates see that. And they also see when your feet are not being held to the fire like everybody else's.
Well, and I think I agree with you that he's flown under the radar because the other concerns are bigger, right? Like, they're just like, oh my goodness, Trey Turner. It's been years of not great play in Philadelphia. Yeah. Oh my goodness, the bullpen. It's one of the worst in baseball. Like, those are every day. Bryce has just flown under the radar with a lot of one for fours with a single, right? Like, just blah. I mean, his play so far has been blah. I believe he's going to be fine. I think a lot of the... You kind of look under the hood at what he's done. He's hitting the ball hard. It's just not going where they want it to go, and he's not hit enough home runs yet. He's walked a good amount. Look, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I said it, and I'll say it again. He has not been good enough this year. He's got to be better. If he plays like this the whole season, they could miss the playoffs. I mean, he's got to be better than this. I'm not worried yet. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
Great Friday today, man. Let me say this, right? What I think, I mean, I may be wrong, but I think it's kind of like about that contract, right? I think it's kind of bothering him a little bit because he wants to be a Philly for life, well, until his career is over, rather. And I think he's struggling with that. But what I want to say to you, Bryce, if that's what it is, man, get over it. All I can tell you is if you win this World Series with us, guess what? It ain't going to be no problem with you negotiating that contract and at least meeting you halfway or majority of the way. This is the thing, right? Bryce, I would have a serious talk with him. I would say, listen, we're going to win this with you or without you. We'd rather win it with you because you've been that catalyst to the team the whole entire time you've been here. So what I need you to do, Bryce, is get back to the winning Bryce. Get back to the Bryce that brought the spark to the team. Get back to the Bryce that was all about winning, all about making statements, always about putting a stamp that we the best team in the league. We need success, baby. So listen, whatever it takes, whatever you need to do, do it. The team needs you. The fans need you. The owner needs you, baby. He already paid the money. I keep saying it. This is our season. We're not going to let this season slip by here. We want to come. We want to bring it. And guess what? I know you warm it up, baby. Because when it all counts, you always come through. So now, all I need you to do is dig deep. And forget about what's bothering you. Get the black out of your head. And let's go win some games. You are the leader, and that's what we need you to do. We need you to lead the team. Let's run it back, baby, and let's win this World Series.
Let's go, Will. Will, appreciate it on a Friday.
I'm back. I'm not worried anymore.
Yeah, see, Will got you fired.
Just like that.
Just like that. Also, if Will's right and it's about the contract, pipe down, Bryce. I don't want to hear that. If that comes out, I'll lose my mind. He's got 6 years left on this deal. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper? It has not been a good start to the season. He's hitting in the 230s. His OPS is under 800. Huge error last night in a sixth inning. The Phillies obviously want back in a loss. Where do you come down on Bryce? Hugh is frustrated. Kyle's got concern. I'm not worried yet. Where do you come down? We'll get to a report from Taron Hatcher during the broadcast the other day, which may be cause for concern. This was interesting. 215-592-9494. Plus, it's a Tri-Day Friday. We'll tell you what we're talking about next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.